It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, you can always find out more about the show by going to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You'll find out all about the show and all about our guests. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app like iTunes, Spotify, Podcast One, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with Lena Patton. Lena is with Lean Kitchen Company right here in Cincinnati in Madisonville. It's our pleasure to welcome Lena to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, this whole meal prep, you know, we're going to be talking about meal prep. So help us understand, for those that are listening and saying, what is meal prep? Explain to us what meal prep is.
So meal prep is just basically having your meals made ahead of time, where you're not basically preparing your meals day to day, you know, in the moment, but you have a set of meals that are prepared ahead of time for you that you can conveniently access at any time.
Okay. And so I hear some grandmas listening and some from generations ago, even my mom. I remember my mom cooking meals ahead of time on a Sunday, spending time because she was a working mom and mm-hmm. things like that. So I hear some older women saying, hey, I've been doing that forever. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. That's exactly right. You know, how, like you said, you know, my grandma would cook a big old meal on Sundays and then they would put it up for later on during the week and you would eat it later on. Exactly. We kind of looked at it kind of like leftover sometimes, yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. in a sense.
Okay, good. So let's talk about, how did you get started? You have made this a business and we'll talk more about that. But before we get into that, how did you get started with meal prep? What led you and your husband, because you guys have started a business and we'll mm-hmm. talk about that in a minute as well. Mm-hmm. But how did you get started with meal prep?
Well, meal prep was something that I have done before, just in a sense of trying to eat healthier. And so I would find myself on Sundays getting some recipes and then cooking on Sundays and then trying to contain them and then eating them throughout the week, taking them to work for lunch, or if I get home late at night for dinner, you know, being able to pull those meals out and eat them without having to stop at fast food, and just kind of found myself more energized throughout the day, feeling a lot better than fueling myself with a lot of, you know, fast foods and or candy or snacks that they have in the office throughout the day. And so it was just something that I just kind of started doing as a way to just be healthier and eat better as a family.
Okay. And so did you start it and then your husband joined in? And do you guys have kids? And was that another one of the factors that pushed you towards meal prepping?
Yes, we do have kids. We have a 22-year-old son that just recently moved down here with us to Cincinnati. We're new to the area as of 2 years. And we have a beautiful 7-year-old daughter as well. And I am also a Gigi, and Marcus is a pawpaw. We have a 2-year-old grandson as well.
Look at that.
So, yes, they also would engage in eating the meals too as well. My daughter sometimes was like, oh, mommy, I don't want to eat that again or something like that. But we both ventured on this road of being healthy. Our daughter is a competitive gymnast, and so she's in the gym 10 hours a week. And so pretty much our days are pretty packed with work and activities and stuff. And so found ourselves eating out a lot and was like, no, we can't keep doing this. You know, we have to do something healthier.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear in the studio this morning with Lena Patton. She is with Lean Kitchen Company. We'll talk more about that in a second here. For more information on the show, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, outside of some of the things you talked about, which were really key points when we talk about meal prep, you talked about not eating fast food often and on a daily basis. And then you talked about, you know, just prepping the food. But outside of the health factor, what are some of the other benefits of meal prepping?
It's the convenience of it. Easily accessible, allows you to have more time so you're not having to come home and cook a meal and eat really, really late at night. Also saves on money, because you're not going out and you're not spending additional money and funds when you go to, you know, fast food or a restaurant. And so I would just basically say, like, convenience and also financial affordability.
Okay. And those are really good things. And I think a lot of people, when you talk about expenses, we think that meal prepping and eating healthy in general is expensive, but is it not? Or help us out there. What do you say?
I say that eating healthy is not expensive. And I mean, sometimes you look at the prices in the grocery store and the food does look like it costs more. But I would always say that your health is not an expense. You're going to pay for it in some place at the end of the day anyway. If you continue to eat bad, you're going to end up at the doctor more often on medications and various things like that. And so I would say from an affordability standpoint, if you meal prep, you'll find that you'll more than likely end up saving more money in the end.
And it just seems to me that more and more people are food prepping. We have several people on staff here at the radio station that food prep, and you see them coming in for lunch with their little containers and they heat it up and they eat their lunch. Why do you think this is such a popular trend? And why do you think so many people are meal prepping today?
I think just basically for the reasons that I mentioned before, convenience. Mm-hmm. Our lives are extremely busy. And so finding the time to go to the grocery store and cook every single day. People are getting home later at night. And so they're just going out and they're just grabbing things randomly. And I think that they're finding themselves not as healthy and feeling as energetic in their time. You know, you can't get back time.
Okay. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear speaking to Lena Patton. She's with Lean Kitchen Company. You guys are opening a brick and mortar store, I understand, right here in Cincinnati. And I understand, before we get into that, you and your husband, you both own the company. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You guys did extensive research into this whole meal prep thing. Tell us about what that journey was like.
Well, Lean Kitchen Company is actually a franchise. My husband has always wanted to be an entrepreneur and open a business. He's thrown a lot of different ideas at me throughout the years. And yeah, ice cream, subs, all kinds of things. And so when he brought up the idea of meal prep, I was like, oh my gosh, that is great. Because it also saved me time on having to meal prep at home, right? Okay. I could just go to the restaurant and buy the food.
Right.
And so we talked about the benefits of it. It's something that I believe in and I have a passion for it. And so I could get behind that idea of meal prepping. And so he went to he kind of researched it a lot. He's an extensive researcher, almost to the max, but okay. He's an extensive researcher. And he looked at a lot of different meal prep companies that are out there. Most of them, like you said, it's a brick and mortar. So most of the meal preps you'll either have to find from somebody either doing it in their home, or you'll have to have it shipped in from someplace where they come with all the ice packs and order online and things like that. And so we just thought that it was just a really great opportunity to bring a healthy alternative to the city. And so in our research, he actually visited a lot of different franchises that are out there in other states that are actually have brick and mortars for this same concept. And we landed on Lean Kitchen Company, which is out of Missouri, O'Fallon, Missouri. And the food was phenomenal. And that's what pretty much sold us on going with Lean Kitchen as a franchise.
All right. So the food is phenomenal. So as you just mentioned, this is a brick and mortar store, the Lean Kitchen Company. You guys just opened it. Give us an idea of some of the menu items you will offer.
It's opening in Madisonville, 4786 Red Bank Expressway. We have over 25 breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu items. We have a breakfast scrambler, which is phenomenal. We also have Your Mama hot cakes and sausage. They're protein-based pancakes. We also have, my favorite is actually the shrimp sausage, shrimp with rice. We also have a few vegan. We have an impossible wrap. We have a burger. And it's funny because my nephew had tried he thought they were sweet potato fries, but they're actually carrot fries, and they are great as well. We have a new item that just came out that is called Bang Bang Shrimp Tacos. Our vegan tacos are very popular. We have chicken and Brussels, just a wide variety of different things. Some of our snacks, we have some protein donuts, which actually, to me, tastes like German chocolate cake. We have brownie that's made out of black beans that is just tastes like a decadent chocolate, just deep chocolate brownie. We also have smoothies as well. We have, they're called burners. We have Oreo, sugar cookie burners, peanut butter burners, and you can also add different things. CBD can go in there, greens, protein, a lot of different things. We also have some whey proteins and some other supplements too as well to help with your just your whole nutritional diet regime.
Okay, so explain to us how this works. Do I just pull up to the drive-thru and say, hey, let me have one of those meal prep meals? How does it work? Well, I want a number five.
Right.
How does it work?
No, so you can actually come into the store and there is a cooler case with all the meals there. You can take one meal. You could take 20 meals. We do have meal plans as well, which, of course, reduces the overall cost of the meals. You can get 10 meals on the meal plan, all the way up to 30 meals on the meal plan. You could eat the food there if you choose to, because it can be heated in a microwave. We do have microwaves there for you to heat it up, or you can take them home with you. They are always fresh. They are never frozen. They have about a 7 to 10 day span on them. You could put them in the oven if you choose to. We have seating for about 8 people, but you could just come in and just look and see what you choose out of the cooler and get your meals and sit there and eat, or you could take them with you and go.
You talked about several of your food items, and I was surprised, and you mentioned this. You guys have breakfast, and you actually have kids' items, too. You have a kids' menu, right?
Yes, we do. We have a limited kids' menu, but we do have a kids' menu where they can have, we have chicken breast, carrots, and as well as, like, peanut butter for them, or yogurt, and some Brussels and some chicken. But our kids' menu is more limited. But it's funny you mentioned that, Rodney, because my 7-year-old daughter, she really just loves the meals. Like, she doesn't even bother so much with the kids' meals because she just likes the adult meals that I mentioned before.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So what has this whole journey been like for you and your husband? You know, you guys embarked on this journey. You talked about how he's a researcher and things like that. But what, and you guys traveled around to find the best fit. What has this whole journey been like, and what has it been like for your marriage?
This has been a phenomenal journey. Overwhelming, but just really phenomenal. We have, just to have the opportunity to work alongside with your best friend and to go into a venture of being an entrepreneur, has just been extremely rewarding to see something that we can actually pass on to our kids, not only from economic standpoint from one generation to another, but just also from a health standpoint, and to just help our family and our friends understand just the importance of just, you know, being your best self from opening your own business, but also taking care of yourself from the concept that we decided to adopt as far as opening our own business. My husband is interesting to work with in the beginning. Yeah, I kind of felt that way when you said, like, from a marriage standpoint, because we have different responsibilities in the business. And so I would be doing my task or whatever, and then he would come behind me and either check up on what I was doing, or he would follow up with the person I'm supposed to follow up with. And I was like, look, you're not my boss. Let's get this right. Just tell me what you need me to do, when you want it done by. And one thing I can tell you, it will be done, because we're both very successful in our careers. Individually, we're both very type A people. We're both HBCU grads. And so we just really have really strong personalities, and we just expect excellence in everything that we do. And so to work together with him has been very interesting, but it's been very rewarding. And to see the store come to fruition from the beginning, when it first got demolition, to the current build out, to putting it together, has just been it's been a wonderful journey. Wonderful journey. So,
okay. So the business is Lean Kitchen Company. It's located again where?
4786 Red Bank Expressway. And we do have buy one, get one half off meals for the entire first week of the grand opening, which is from November the 2nd to November 9th. So make sure you stop by and come visit us.
Okay. And if we would like to find out more, I know you have a presence on social media, right?
Yes. You can go to our Facebook page at Lean Kitchen Cincinnati and make sure to like our page and follow us. We will have specials on there. We will go live on there and do drawings on there. And if you come in, if you check in every time you come in, you get 5% off your purchase.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. And look for the Brick and Mortar Lean Kitchen Company in Madisonville. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney. And I hope to see you there soon, too.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes.
I like to eat. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.